This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the celebration of the birth anniversary of the great Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I with the Adi Thiruvathirai festival at Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple in Tamil Nadu today. Prime Minister will release a commemorative coin honouring one of the greatest emperors of India, Rajendra Chola I. This special celebration also commemorates 1,000 years of the legendary maritime expedition of Rajendra Chola I to Southeast Asia and the commencement of the construction of the iconic Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple, a magnificent example of Chola architecture. Earlier yesterday, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone inaugurated and dedicated to the nation development projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees in Thoothukudi, Tamil Nadu, after returning from the Maldives. The projects will significantly enhance regional connectivity, boost logistics efficiency, strengthen clean energy infrastructure, and improve the quality of life for citizens across Tamil Nadu. These initiatives span across key sectors, including airports, highways, ports, railways, and critical power sector advancements.
4,800 crore rupees ke projects ka lokarpan aur shilanyas kiya gaya hai. Inme airport, highways, ports aur railways ke projects hai. Aur power sector se jude aham initiative bhi hai. तमिल नाडु की जनता को इसकी बहुत-बहुत बधाई देता हूं.
Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the historic free trade agreement signed between India and the United Kingdom during his overseas tour, noting that this development symbolizes the growing global trust in India and the nation's renewed confidence. Mr. Modi remarked that this confidence will drive the creation of a developed India and a developed Tamil Nadu. The Prime Minister paid tribute to the rich cultural and historical legacy of Tamil Nadu and Thoothukudi, acknowledging the region's enduring contribution to building a prosperous and strong India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 124th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. India has sent a consignment of humanitarian assistance to the people of Somalia. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said that the consignment consists of 10 tons, which includes essential medicines, surgical items, hospital essentials and biomedical equipment. He also added that India is continuing humanitarian assistance to Somalia. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over West Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Gujarat today. The weather agency said that monsoon conditions are likely to be in active phase over central India and along the west coast and adjoining Ghat areas during the next 3 days. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Uttarakhand, East Madhya Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected today over Saurashtra, Kutch, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and coastal and north interior Karnataka. In cricket, India will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 174-2 against host England on the last day of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester today. Captain Shubman Gill not out at 78 and KL Rahul unbeaten at 87 gave India a glimmer of hope as England took a massive 311-run lead on day 4 last night. At stumps on day 4, India is still trailing the hosts by 137 runs. Earlier, England were all out for 669 in their first innings with the help of Ben Stokes' well-crafted 141 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.